The first scripture this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze their young, shall lie together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And the second reading is from Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make the paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Here ends the reading.
This is the Sunday that I should have lost the sermon. Well, no, it's going to be short, very short. The prophet Isaiah speaks to the people of Israel when their situation was in total disarray. We're not sure whether it was the 8th or the 6th century, whether they were under the threat from the Assyrians or from the Babylonians, but it was a total mess. And then we have these words. Just when things couldn't look more bleak or appear more hopeless, the prophet Isaiah promises them a leader who will rule with justice toward all. with mercy toward the most vulnerable in society, the little ones, the defenseless ones, the innocent ones, will be protected and cared for. Isaiah urges the people to remember who they are and whose they are as the people of God. The promises are almost unbelievable. For the order of nature will be turned on its head. The lion will eat straw. Such a radical vision of peace. The violence of predators that we take as natural, that we've all learned about and seen, will be turned on its head. We read this beautiful text in the season of Advent, and hear in it with our minds focused on Jesus as the one promised and long for. We read this text in Advent to connect the promise of God with the reality of Jesus, the little sweet baby whose birth we are preparing to celebrate. Is going to grow up and ask hard questions as he inaugurates the reign of God. And the unfolding promises of God of justice for all. And a vision of shalom, of peace. Again, Walter Brueggemann, as I said, one of my favorite authors and scholars, in looking at this text, says that this vision not only sustained the ancient people of Israel, our ancestors in faith, but it sustains and inspires us as well. And he writes, the song of promises and the image of the poets, the voices of Moses and of Jesus, that a new world is about to be given, and we can trust ourselves to it and live as though in it. The promises of God become a reality when we live in them. The still speaking God is still speaking to us this message of hope and transformation and peace. This radical vision of shalom, which will be the new normal, That's what we're preparing to celebrate. So what would this holy mountain look like for us? Where they do not hurt or destroy anymore.